T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jobs available, unemployment is down.
7:41 now, Steve and Ted. Three big things with Steve and Ted.
Three.
Congress works on budget with shutdown deadline looming.
Two.
Threatening message in restroom stall triggers heightened security at Wichita North.
One.
Flu-related deaths up to 65 across Kansas now. Three big things, Steve and Ted.
Okay, some heavy traffic right now. This traffic on K-96. Watch out, east and westbound traffic fairly heavy. K-96 between Hillside and I-135, so it's right there by the North Junction. Traffic on KNSS brought to you by Joe Dubrovin, Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, in the East Harry Street Mall and online at carlstire.com, home of the $34.95 oil change.
Sunny and warmer today with a high of 57 degrees. Again, that's after yesterday's high of only 39. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 29. Then Friday, back to the cooler, mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high back to 39. Now partly cloudy, 24 degrees. We have a south wind at 8 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Voted one of the best bourbon bars in America by the Bourbon Review. Located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch. 7:42 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. And again, we're just waiting for President Trump to take the microphone there at the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, D.C. And we hope to hear from him sometime soon. We knew it would be in the 7 o'clock hour, but not exactly when. Steve and Ted, WichitaPerch.com poll on our webpage, KNSSradio.com. And we've had a fun question on there for your consideration. What would you like to receive for Valentine's Day?
Good question.
Flowers, we're up to 10% on flowers.
Oh, flowers getting some momentum there.
Chocolate, 15%. That's where you chime in right there, right?
Chocolate's been kind of dropping since the original results.
Jewelry's at 25%.
Jewelry's holding steady, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then just spending the day together, 50%.
Yeah, that's just right there. Yeah. Half the folks say
that. I like
that,
and it's not as expensive. There you go. And again, it's the Steve and Ted WichitaPerch.com poll, and you can take part in it any day you want to right here on our webpage, knssradio.com. We have some comments from KNSS Facebook this morning. New York Democrats introduce a bill that would require Tide Pods to look less appetizing. Carla says, seriously? Don't they have better, more important things to worry about? Take your pick. Don't buy Tide Pods or watch your kids. That's in caps, by the way. Good Lord. Maybe some people shouldn't have children. It does not take a village to raise a child. It's on the parents to teach them. Stacy says, put that up there with the label on the hairdryer that says, don't use while sleeping.
The one
on the hairspray that says, don't spray in eyes.
Don't spray in your eyes and mouth. Yeah.
Trey says, natural selection. How about parents being parents? We don't need more laws. Comments from KNSS Facebook.
I think we got some pretty consistent comments on that.
We do. Our listeners,
yeah.
By the way, you can download the free KNSS app from the App Store and then leave us a comment by going to menu and click talk back. And we will play those comments in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah, we'd love to get listeners hooked in on that and start leaving us
comments and their
thoughts.
Whether anybody under the age of 18 should be allowed to run for state office in Kansas.
We have a bunch of teenagers running for governor this year.
Yeah, if you'd like to tell us.
I'd just say a bunch, but I mean, there are a few.
I think six or something like that. Yeah, six. But if you'd like to make a comment, then again, it's really easy. And it's free. It's a KNSS app from the App Store. Then leave us a comment going to menu and click talk back. And again, we did this the other day just to experiment and see how it worked. It really works well. And the quality of the sound bites are terrific.
Let us hear from you.
Yeah.
What's on your mind?
And we'll,
what do you like about KNSS?
Yeah. If there's something you like about Steve.
What do you
Ted,
not like
KNSS?
About KNSS? Let us know.
Maybe you're a big Rush fan or something, or a Sean Hannity fan. Let us know. And we'll play those comments in the 8 o'clock hour. Coming up this Sunday, something we want to tell you about, and that is the Mark Patrick Hypnosis Lose Weight or Stop Smoking. One day, Sunday, February 11th, Marriott Hotel, 9100 Corporate Hills Drive, just across the, our little pond here,
Ted. Right over here by Kellogg and Webb.
Yep. Weight loss seminar from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Sunday. Stop smoking seminar from 2 to 4 p.m. You can probably do both. Registration starts 30 minutes before each session. Seating is limited, so get there early. To reserve your seat, it's only $49.99. Again, that's Sunday, the Mark Patrick Hypnosis Lose Weight or Stop Smoking One Day Only Seminar at the Marriott, 9100 Corporate Hills Drive.
Yeah, if you're looking for help in those areas, maybe this is for you.
There you go. 7:46 now with Steve and Ted. We had another shaky day for stocks. Indexes rallied in the morning, bobbed up and down for much of the day, then sank in the last few minutes of trading.
Oh, no.
Energy and technology companies led the way. Standard & Poor's 500 Index fell 13 points. The Dow Jones slid 19 points. The NASDAQ Composite dropped nearly 64 points. All those big gains we've been getting seems to be eroding a little bit now as we go through the month of February. Senate leaders have brokered a long-sought budget agreement that would shower the Pentagon and domestic programs with an extra $300 billion over the next 2 years. Senators hope to approve the measure today and send it to the House for a confirming vote before the government begins to shut down at midnight. That's their deadline.
Yeah. Well,
we're looking for some sort of agreement, but there's still a few obstacles, a few roadblocks.
Wouldn't that be interesting if they can get a two-year budget deal going?
Sure. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says his nation will not be pushed into any redo of the North American Free Trade Agreement that does not benefit Canada. Well, you would expect the Canadian PM to say that. Speaking at the University of Chicago's Institute of Politics Wednesday, Trudeau said Canada will engage thoughtfully and constructively in talks with the U.S. and Mexico. NAFTA. And, you know, that's one of the things on President Trump's agenda is that he doesn't think it's a good agreement, and he'd like to see it redone or possibly even pull out of it.
But yeah,
I think he's more in favor of just seeing it redone to see if we can do it better. All right, the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, D.C. President Donald Trump's going to share a few comments with us this morning. We join that coverage live now in Washington from Fox News.
The president approaching the podium to give his remarks. President Trump.
Thank you very much, and thank you, Randy, for that very kind introduction. I want to thank you and Congressman Charlie Crist for serving as co-chairs this year. It's an honor to be with so many faith leaders, members of Congress, and dignitaries from all around the world as we continue this extraordinary tradition. I'm very glad to be joined by many members of my cabinet. They're doing a terrific job. I want to extend our appreciation to the First Lady of Rwanda for leading the opening prayer. Thank you. Thank you very much. I also want to thank my two great friends, Mark Burnett and Roma Downey. There's some here. Where are they? They are two terrific people. Stand up, Mark. You deserve it, even though he comes from Hollywood. Roma, thank you very much. Thank you for being here. Major Scotty, Smiley, and Tiffany, we're moved by your faith and your courage and inspired by your service and sacrifice. That was really beautiful. Thank you very much. Thank you. And to my friend and everybody's friend, Steve Scalise, we are so glad to have you with us today. Your presence reminds us of Jesus' words, the book of Matthew, with God, all things are possible. You are fantastic. You really are, Steve. Fantastic man. America is a nation of believers, and together we are strengthened by the power of prayer. This morning, our hearts are full of gratitude as we come together for the 66th Annual National Prayer Breakfast. But our hearts are also saddened by the absence of the co-founder of this wonderful breakfast who passed away last year, Doug Coe, who everybody loved. If For 60 years, Doug devoted his time and passion to this prayer breakfast and to many other wonderful causes. Today, we are blessed to be joined by Doug's wife, Jan, and two of their sons, David and Tim. Thank you. Thank you very much. Great man. I want to thank you for carrying on Doug's legacy also and bringing our nation together in prayer. You are indeed carrying on his great legacy. Each year, this event reminds us that faith is central to American life and to liberty. Our founders invoked our Creator four times in the Declaration of Independence. Our currency declares, "In God we trust." And we place our hands on our hearts as we recite the Pledge of Allegiance and proclaim we are one nation under God. Our rights are not given to us by man. Our rights come from our Creator. No matter what, no earthly force can take those rights away. That is why the words, "Praise be to God," are etched atop the Washington Monument, and those same words are etched into the hearts of our people. So today we praise God for how truly blessed we are to be American. Across our land, we see the splendor of God's creation. Throughout our history, we see the story of God's providence. And in every city and town, we see the Lord's grace all around us through a million acts of kindness, courage, and generosity. We love God. We see the Lord's grace in the service members who risk their lives for our freedom. We see it in the teachers who work tirelessly for their students and the police who sacrifice for our communities, and sacrifice they do. And we see the Lord's grace in the moms and dads who work two and three jobs to give their children the chance for a better and much more prosperous and happier life. As the Bible tells us, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Jesus Christ to do good works." America's heroes rise to this calling. In their selfless deeds, they reveal the beauty and goodness of the human soul. When catastrophic hurricanes struck, first responders and everyday citizens dove into rushing waters to save stranded families from danger, and they saved them by the thousands. Neighbors opened their homes to those in need of food, clothes, shelter. Firefighters braved blinding smoke and flames to rescue children from devastating wildfires. During the horrific shootings, strangers shielded strangers, and police officers ran into a hail of bullets to save the lives of their fellow Americans right in Las Vegas. A terrible day, a terrible night, but such bravery. Families have adopted babies orphaned by the opioid epidemic and given them loving homes. Communities and churches have reached out to those struggling with addiction and shown them the path to a clean life, a good job, and a renewed sense of purpose. And soldiers, sailors, Coast Guardsmen, airmen, and Marines have spent long months away from home defending our great American flag. All we have to do is open our eyes and look around us, and we can see God's hand In the courage of our fellow citizens, we see the power of God's love at work in our souls and the power of God's will to answer all of our prayers. When Americans are able to live by their convictions, to speak openly of their faith, and to teach their children what is right, our families thrive, our communities flourish, and our nation can achieve anything at all. Together as Americans, we are a tireless force for justice and for peace. We have witnessed this truth over the past year. For years, ISIS had brutally tortured and murdered Christians, Jews, religious minorities, and countless Muslims. Today, the coalition to defeat ISIS has liberated almost 100% of the territory just recently held by these killers in Iraq and all throughout Syria. Much work will always remain, but we will never rest until that job is completely done, and we are really doing it like never before. We know that millions of people in Iran, Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and other countries suffer under repressive and brutal regimes. America stands with all people suffering oppression and religious persecution. Last week, during the State of the Union, the world was inspired by the story of a North Korean defector, Mr. Ji Sung-ho, who is now back in South Korea. Before his escape, when Sung-ho was being tortured by North Korean officials, there was one thing that kept him from losing hope. Over and over again, he recited the Lord's Prayer. He prayed for peace, and he prayed for freedom. And now, as you know, Sung-ho is free and a symbol of hope to millions of people all around the world. Here with us today is another symbol of hope, a very brave 9-year-old girl named Sophia Marie Campa Peters. Sophia suffers from a rare disease that has caused her to have many strokes. At one point, the doctors told Sophia that she would not be able to walk. Sophia replied, "If you're only going to talk about what I can't do, then I don't want to hear it. Just let me try to walk." She tried, and she succeeded. And one of her doctors even told her mom, and they're right here in the front row where they should be, "This little girl has God on her side." Thank you, Sophia. Thank you, Mom. Great mom. I said, "Do you love your mom?" She said, "I have a great mom. I love my mom." Right? Just 2 weeks ago, Sophia needed to have a very high-risk surgery. She decided to ask the whole world to pray for her, and she hoped to reach 10,000 people. On January 24th, as Sophia went into surgery, she far surpassed her goal. Millions and millions of people lifted Sophia up in their prayers. Today, we thank God that Sophia is with us, and she's recovering, and she's walking very well. And I have to say this, Sophia, you may only be 9 years old, but you are already a hero to all of us in this room and all over the world. Thank you, Sophia. Heroes like Sophia come from all across our country, and from every different background. But they all share one thing in common. Through their love, their courage, their sacrifice, we glimpse the grace of Almighty God. So today, inspired by our fellow citizens, let us resolve to find the best within ourselves. Let us pray for that extra measure of strength and that extra measure of devotion. And let us seek to build a more just and peaceful world where every child can grow up without violence, worship without fear, and reach their God-given potential. As long as we are true to America's founding and the example that all of these great founders have set, we can all be heroes to everybody, and they can be heroes to us. As long as we open our eyes to God's grace and open our hearts to God's love, then America will forever be the land of the free, the home of the brave, and the light unto all nations. Thank you for this incredible event and to our wonderful hosts, and thank you to all of our heroes for serving, protecting, and inspiring America each and every day. God bless you, and God bless America. Thank you very much. Thank you.
This is live breaking coverage from Fox News. President Trump's remarks at the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, D.C.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
8:02, this is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Congress still working on a budget deal. We've got the story.
Wichita North on alert after threatening message found in a bathroom stall. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details are just ahead.
Wichita police identified the 18-year-old woman that was killed in a drive-by. I'm Trevin Hunter.
Kansas flu deaths include a former police chief and two Wichita children. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. You'll likely want the heavy coat this morning, but it will feel more like early spring by this afternoon. Our complete forecast in minutes.
The Senate has a proposed spending bill, but it isn't satisfying everyone. Fox's Griff Jenkins has more.
Senate leaders reached an agreement intended to stave off that midnight shutdown deadline. And let me just tell you what's in that two-year budget deal. It has $165 billion more for the military, $131 billion for domestic programs, a debt ceiling increase through March 2019, disaster relief funding for hurricane and wildfire victims, and keeping the government open through March 23rd. But it does not do anything for the so-called dreamers. And Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi sure let it be known, taking to the floor for 8 hours and 7 minutes, demanding a deal on DACA from Speaker Paul Ryan.
A police officer in Richardson, Texas, is dead. Another person wounded after a man in an apartment complex barricaded himself and opened fire. An hour-long standoff followed. This woman lives in the complex, and she tells how the suspect responded when police tried to talk to him.
They kept saying, "We're here to help. We want this to end okay. If you're hurt, let us know. We're here to help you." And immediately after that, another gunshot went off.
The suspect is now in custody.
Increased police and security is expected at Wichita North High School this morning after a threatening discovery in one of the bathroom stalls. North High Principal Sherman Padgett tweeted about the discovery Wednesday night. In the tweet, Padgett said he found threatening graffiti on a toilet stall Wednesday afternoon. It's unclear what the graffiti said, a school official says. The matter is being investigated by both school security and the Wichita Police Department.
Wichita police have identified the 18-year-old woman who was killed in a drive-by shooting.
Police say Miranda Keck died of a single gunshot wound early Tuesday. Police officer Charlie Davidson said Keck, her 40-year-old mother, and her 18-year-old boyfriend had just arrived at a home when a car drove by and someone fired shots into their car. The mother and boyfriend were not injured. Police do not have a description of the suspects or their vehicle. Trevin Hunter, KNSS News.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment reports influenza has directly caused 65 deaths in Kansas.
This flu season is hitting hard, and the local impact is widespread. Dr. Tom Moore, Director of Infection Prevention at Wesley Medical Center, says no one is immune to the infection and that it kills 1 to 2% of the people who are infected. This season, that number includes two children who died from the flu at Wesley Medical Center. And former Stafford Police Chief Doug Brown also died from the virus on Sunday. The Centers for Disease Control recommends anyone over the age of 6 months or older to get a flu shot. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 8:06, 6 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Kansas State men's basketball last night in Austin, Texas. How did the Wildcats fare? We'll let you know coming up in sports.
State of Arizona may soon accept Bitcoin for tax payments. That story on the way. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.